Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey, Bark Radio listeners and all you artists out there, we have a really cool guest today. Terry, why don't you do the intro?
Well, we have Laura Mink, and she's from Animal Care for Artists, and I found her information at the Best Friends Conference in Las Vegas.
Okay, this is so cool. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, man.
Glad
okay.
You could join.
This is going to be like, you got to tell us all about this. First of all, what is Animal Care for Artists?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are able to offer vet care assistance to people who are low income, employed in any area of the arts, anywhere in the country.
That's so cool.
Cool.
Yeah,
oh, my
it.
Gosh. It's so amazing, you know, because we're just having a conversation with somebody else about people sometimes just need help with that, with, you know, a little bit of medical assistance, a little bit of food maybe for their animals, and then they can keep them.
Exactly.
It's a huge thing that you're doing. Bravo.
Exactly. We want to keep those animals with their owners, healthy, well cared for, and out of the shelters. And sometimes people, they don't even need sometimes that much money, you know, and just a little bit of something that goes directly to the vet. And we also have been able to provide some food or medications, things like that, transport a couple of times. And it's almost even more not just the money, it's the emotional support that somebody cares that seems to help these people, you know, really the most through those times.
So tell us how you got started, because this is really unique. I've never seen anything like this. So there must have been something that spurred you on.
Yes, totally. Well, you know, I've always, I'm sure like many of your listeners, have been had chronic volunteeritis in animal welfare advocacy. And, you know, I was always doing that, but I was also working on my graduate degree in nonprofit management. So I was feeling the urge to create something. And in my day-to-day world, through my family, my husband, and my friends, I am involved in the arts. And I kept hearing about all these artists who are having to choose between rent or food or keeping their pet because of something that came up with medical care costs, or they weren't taking care of their annual pet care visits. You know, they weren't taking their cat and dog for the teeth cleaning and things like that. And that, of course, concerned me. And then we thought, we can help. We want creative people to keep doing what they're doing. You know, I've said this before, we live in a world with many complicated problems. We need creative people and creative solutions. But for me, most importantly, I want their animals to be well cared for and healthy and get spayed and neutered and not end up in the shelter system. So we wanted to bring those two things together, and Animal Care for Artists was born.
And how long ago was that, Laura?
We started the process 2 years ago.
And you've been up and running how long?
Yeah, we've been up and incorporated for about a year and 6 months, and we got our 501c3 in March.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank
Woo-hoo.
You. It was quite a celebration that day.
So is there any type of restrictions, or is it open to anybody in the arts community?
Well, it's open to anybody in the arts. You know, we do ask that, you know, they do pursue it as, you know, hopefully as much of a vocation as they can. But for everybody, it's pretty much that they meet the low-income requirement, which we have set up based on the California guidelines for low-income, which essentially for a single-person home that's bringing in less than $28,000 a year, kind of around there. So that's pretty much the only thing, because that way we can show the IRS we're, you know, living up to our mission statement and our bylaws that we submitted to them.
So I'm looking at some of the pictures here, and there are some neat, neat photos. There's one where a bunch of you are on a beach. Tell me about that.
Well, we are, this year, we became a Best Friends Network charity, so because they really seem to be supportive and believe in the work that we do. And so we were able to participate in the Strut Your Met event here in Los Angeles. And that means, you know, a bunch of the different network charities and individuals got together, did a fundraiser, people sponsored us on our team, and we were able to bring in around $3,500 for that walk, and all of the money went to each of the individual network charities that they raised. I think a couple of the rescues here raised up to $24,000. It was such a wonderful experience.
That's awesome.
I know.
Absolutely fabulous. Good for you guys. Yeah, that's a great photograph. I absolutely love it.
Well, I have to say, give props to a pet photographer volunteered her work for us that day. So we were a team that actually had our own professional photographer. And her name is Kim.
Well, while we're on that, we were talking before we started interviewing you about this wonderful artist who created your logo. Why don't you tell folks about him?
Yes, that is Rob Kelly. He is based on the East Coast out of New Jersey, and he and his girlfriend Tracy, huge animal welfare supporters. I had found his work online and loved it, and so I sent him one of those pathetic little emails, you know, hi, you don't know me, I'm going to start this nonprofit, and can you help me? And he was so supportive right from the beginning, and he's like, okay, we can do this. What do you want? And I said, you know, you're the artist. I respect you. All I ask is that you put my dog in it. And he created this piece for us and since then has actually done a few other things. And honestly, that is has opened so many doors for us because people want to know what we are based on that logo.
It is amazing. As I mentioned when we were talking prior to the interview, we didn't actually meet at the conference, but I saw your card up on one of the boards and I went, wow, you know, that's just so cool. And that, you know, I picked it up and went, wow, what a neat idea to go with such a cool picture.
And we appreciate that for sure. And actually, I did try and go up to you guys at the conference, but you all were really popular, by the way.
We were busy. There was a lot of people there.
There was a lot of people, and you had the shirts on, and I thought, ooh, I want to go meet them. And I could never get up to you.
Well, you did now.
Yeah,
I know. So I'm really – I appreciate that you called.
Well, next year when we're there, if you're there – just scream, jump up and down, and I'll head right for you.
Wave your business card. We'll know who it is.
Exactly. I'll be over there jumping, Terry D, Terry D.
Okay, so tell us about your dog.
Oh, well, that is Dolly. She is a 9-year-old American bulldog, and obviously the center of our universe. She is also, we think, an excellent ambassador for bully breeds, as we are big bully breed supporters. And we're hoping that her exposure through the organization, as well as we started the Where in the World is Dolly project, you know, not only helps raise support for animal welfare and the arts, but also to show what great dog bully breeds are.
Well, you go, because, you know, Terry and I talk an awful lot on Bark Radio about bully breeds, about BSO, all of that. And the more people we can have out in this world with great bully breed dogs, you know, in front of the public, people just need to understand, you know, these are great family dogs just like Labrador Retrievers are. They're wonderful animals, you know.
Exactly. And she's huge. She's 104 pounds and really tall. So, yeah, when people see her coming, they're oftentimes afraid. And then, of course, she's just holding me like a baby. And,
get me, I'm cute, please.
Exactly. And the Where in the World is Dolly project, it's an art project on Facebook where we're sending her photo based on the logo out all over to people all over the world, and they're taking pictures with her in this photo. Next week she's going on tour with a band, and we're hoping that way it gets even more exposure out there.
That is too cool. What a cool idea. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's going to get you more exposure. That's awesome. And
yeah, and it's just fun. She's actually on her – the picture's on her its way to Antarctica right now as we speak.
Wow. Well-traveled dog.
Exactly, exactly. So we'll get that bully out there for sure.
So, Laura, if folks want to donate to your cause, they can find you where online?
We are at animalcareforartists.org, and everything is on there. There's a donate button. You can donate online or mail to us. And then, or if they, you know, we're always looking for collaboration opportunities as well. For example, we were just contacted by the Actors Fund asking if we can help assist some of their senior or disabled artists with their pet care. So if somebody wanted to contact us for that, too, we'd love to work together.
Nice.
That is – and it's, see, you created this wonderful concept, Animal Care for Artists, and then those kinds of opportunities happen, you know, as you go along. And how wonderful is that to keep folks who are elderly who need their animals with them so badly to keep those dogs and cats in those homes.
Exactly, and I think hopefully it'll have a big benefit. You know, what we kind of like to think about is this model of our particular organization. If other people wanted to do that, take a cause they believe in, such as senior care or low-income families or child welfare, combine it with ensuring animal welfare, then we all get double return on investment. And it can just be, you know, the kind of spread.
It's a good model.
Yeah, be something that we can all just combine with all of our passions, because animals are a part of our life in every other way. You know, they can be included in all of the things we're passionate about.
You go, girl. That sounds like a good trend to start.
We're trying. As a matter of fact, we if they're in the Los Angeles area, we are hosting the first furry drinks event. It's based on the idea of green drinks at the Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City. And we are inviting any animal welfare worker, volunteer, rescue organization, shelter person, people who have services for animals or think might be of assistance to animal welfare to come for a networking happy hour. We based it on the great event of the conference and the interaction there. So hopefully anybody who can.
Are you going to do a tweet up?
You know what we're going to do? Thanks to the conference, I'm trying to become more Twitter friendly. So I'm going to try to do – it's on Facebook, but I'll also try and do the tweet up.
Well, because if the time works out from coast to coast, we'd love to be on the tweet up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So
well,
keep us posted on times and dates, and we'll see if we can make that happen.
All right, that would be wonderful, and I'll tell the guys from the conference that look at the strides we're making in Twitter world.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's it for now. Tell the folks how they can make a donation or apply for some help.
All right, excellent. Please go to the website at animalcareforartists.org, or you can call our number at 818-588-8053. There is application online. There's the directions. But, of course, if anybody has issues, they can just email us also at info@animalcareforartists.org.
All right, Laura, we really appreciate you joining us today, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Take care.